This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, the founder of Groupon is out of a job this morning. Andrew Mason was fired from his job as CEO by the company's board yesterday. And he's not the first founder turned CEO to lose his job, as Marketplace's David Gura reports.
The charismatic founder, the ideas man, builds up a business, and then
some kind of infrastructure is needed, and clearly that was the case here.
James Abruzzo teaches leadership at the Rutgers Business School. He says the same thing happened to Steve Jobs. Apple's board forced him out in the mid-80s. Something similar happened at Yahoo. Jerry Yang started that company, and when he was CEO, he opposed a takeover bid from Microsoft. That was it. Jeffrey Sonnenfeld is a dean at the Yale School of Management. He remembers Polaroid founder Ed Land's last days as CEO.
Analysts are saying, well, how about the bottom line? He said the bottom line is in heaven.
Founders who become executives have vision. That's a given. But management consultant Peter Cohen says they can be blinded by that.
They think, I created this thing. I'm the only one who can run it.
And the fact is, Cohen says, no one is irreplaceable. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.